Hey, let's go Tribe. It is time for our Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market in Delhi. They're at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. We'll talk with Bob, and then he'll have a trivia question for you this morning. We'll pick up a four-pack of tickets to see the Indians and the Tigers coming up on the 18th. So we got some nice prizes as we work our way through September. Good morning, Bob. How are you this Monday? Oh, let's see here. There he goes. Wait a minute. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, boys. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing okay. If I get the right buttons pushed, we'll be okay. Just like the Indians are as we get into three weeks left, I guess, in the regular season now.
Yeah, not many games left. I think, what, 20 or 19, somewhere in there? Combination of Cleveland Indians wins and Detroit Tiger losses, magic number down to 14. We're 7 up on the Tigers and putting ourselves in a real good position to get into the postseason without a lot of craziness with a pennant chase. But still work to be done, although I saw a statistic Zach Mizell or Jordan Bastian of MLB.com. If we go 10-10, I think this was either after the game or before the game yesterday. If we go 10-10 in the last 20 games, the Detroit Tigers would have to go 17-3 to catch us. So I think we're sitting in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, but let's wig, as they say, one game at a time, and let's come out with a victory as best as we can. Carlos Santana seems to be really finding his stroke at this time of the year now, doesn't he?
Well, 31 home runs, a career high. He's had 27 home runs two times in his brief career. And, he's really, he and Mike Napoli, who also has 30-plus homers, the first time we've had 30-plus homer guys in a while that have really provided the power this year. Carlos has been much more consistent offensively. That's been one of his real difficult aspects to how he would start off really, really slow and then come on. But even with the power that he's showing, he's still got that eye at the plate, walking a lot, and has become a much more consistent hitter.
Bob, as we're heading down the home stretch here, are the guys in pretty good condition in terms of health, overall health?
I don't know if anybody's feeling 100% right now, but when you go out and win at the clip that we are winning, it takes a lot of the aches and pains away. I think as we go into the postseason, other than Danny Salazar, just as a teeny bit of a question mark, so we'll have to wait and see the health reports on Danny. Other than that, no, we're in a good spot. Even Yan Gomes is doing real well in his rehab, and we're hopeful maybe sometime during our final homestand, which starts this coming Friday against the Tigers, that we have an opportunity to see Yan Gomes back in a Cleveland Indians uniform.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, the Tribe taking, what was it, 2 out of 3 this weekend? Kind of, got a little Browns fever going on, but the 2 out of 3 and 9/11 happening with that. So 2 out of 3 against the Twins, and now we are traveling to take on the White Sox. What can we expect in this midweek series here?
Well, we have 4 in Chicago. Both Josh Tomlin and Mike Clevenger will get starts. They will, I think Josh starting Wednesday and Mike Clevenger starting on Thursday before we again head home for the final homestand of the season. So interdivisional play. We started in Minnesota on this road trip, and that marked a period where we play every remaining game against our divisional foes. And this is just the next stop with the Chicago White Sox, a team that we've had some pretty good success against this season. So a four-game series. We'll have to see how it goes and just keep this winning going.
That's what we hope for. And if you get the pitching and get the hitting, that's the recipe for success, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, and with us, it starts with people on the mound. Corey Kluber was phenomenal again yesterday. Did some things to get himself etched in the record books. And he's just been on fire. Got win number 16. His ERA is just a touch over 3. All the statistical categories that you measure effectiveness of pitchers, he ranks in the top 5, top 3, a lot of them top 1. He's really had an incredible stretch over the last few months.
Yep, and of course it can be contagious with other folks that are on the mound. And we've got, as you mentioned, 4 games against Chicago. And tonight, it's like Carlos Carrasco is on the mound. We'll have the game getting underway just after 8 o'clock with the first pitch out of Chicago. And we'll have it for you tonight. You mentioned Corey Kluber. He's the topic of our trivia question, which will be coming up next.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big party. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
All right, Bob, what is our trivia question for this morning for 4 tickets for the Tribe and the Tigers coming up on the 18th?
Well, it does deal with one of the hottest pitchers in all of the major leagues, Corey Kluber, yesterday. Struck out 10 more, put him over the 200 mark, strikeout mark, for the third straight season. So the trivia question is, Corey Kluber joins a list of only 4 Cleveland Indians to have struck out 200 or more batters 3 straight years. Name 2 of the other 3 in that elite group.
Okay, 2 of the other 3 that have struck out 200 batters in 3 straight years. That's our trivia question this morning. 3-2-2-0-9-3-0 or 2-4-6-0-9-3-0. You'll pick up the 4 tickets to see the Indians and the Tigers coming up on September 18th. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. And have a good week.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Go Tribe.